Welcome. Our Given Purpose is on the air at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, and TuneIn. Today's podcast titled The True Vine comes to us from John chapter 15. I am Tori, your host and founder of OurGivenPurpose.com, which is a faith-based Christian website. The goal of each podcast is to encourage you to read and apply the Word of God. Finding our given purpose within God's plan means we first need to identify what is blocking us. We can resist God's guidance because of arrogance, anger, pride, or fear. The command to love one another, love ourselves, and love God will show in our thoughts, words, and actions. Please feel free to share this and other episodes with your friends via social media. Thank you for tuning in and sharing my journey as a woman of faith on this Thursday, May 30th, 2019. Today's podcast is sponsored by G&F Property Solutions, LLC. Is your home in desperate need of repairs? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Whether you are selling your home the traditional way or attempting to dig yourself out of a money pit, G&F Property Solutions, LLC can help. Allow wholesale real estate experts Derek and Shamika Williams to handle your transition quickly and efficiently. This husband and wife team based in the 757 area code here in the Commonwealth of Virginia will accept your home as is. Leave your worries behind and set up your free confidential consultation with G&F. That's G as in great, F as in fantastic property solutions. Visit www.gfpropertysolutionsllc.com or call 757-755-1818. Again, 757-755-1818. All the info will be in the show notes. Focus scripture is John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, English Standard Version. Holy gracious Father, through Christ we have obtained access by faith into grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of you, God. We can rejoice in our sufferings knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Your love, O God, has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Let us trust in your ways, mighty Father, that we may be glorifying to you. Your will be done, Lord. Help us to prune away that which does not bear fruit, for you have given us discernment. You have taught us how to let go, that we may produce even greater things for you, by you, in this earth. Abba, Father, thank you for this and each opportunity to praise and testify to your greatness. Lord, be with us in this moment. Clear this space. Let us rejoice and praise your holy name. Amen. Hello, purposeful family. Pruning can be done for two reasons. One, to make the person more productive, or two, to cut out the things that bring down the value. Our spiritual and physical health is closely connected to what we consume. The things that foster a closer relationship with our Lord and Savior should be closely guarded. The distractions, clutter, and unsightly sins, we should pray for their removal so that we can abide in our Lord. Think for a moment. What are you holding on to that no longer serves a purpose in your life? For some of us, we think we need everything we have, okay? No matter if it was given to us or we are holding on to it for sentimental reasons. And by that, I mean it's only sentimental when someone tries to get rid of it. After the argument is over, it goes right back on the shelf to collect more dust. Can I get an amen? But seriously, if you could take one area of your life and make it run smoother, what would it be? For me, it was clothing. I would take forever to figure out what I wanted to wear. I would pull out one thing and then try on several more items only to come back to that first outfit. Can y'all relate to that? I realized I wasted more time getting ready than I did at the actual event or place I was going to. And that had to stop. Once we free up time or even space, we allow the good things, the abundance of God's blessings to grow. I have more time for prayer and meditation in the mornings. I can spend my quiet time with God, not anxious about how I will look to the outside world. That is how God can work within your life. I want to encourage you to define one area you can change right now that if you cut it, it will bring you peace. Make a list and pray over it. Ask God to help you become more disciplined and give you the strength you need to cut, cut, cut. While you're praying, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you deeper and open your eyes to any idols you may unknowingly be worshiping. Those things that distract us or give us constant grief takes our focus off of God. We will know we are on the right path when we invest our time wisely. The fruit of our works will be evident from the constant pruning. Have you ever scheduled out an entire day hour by hour? It sounds like a daunting task, but honestly, it could be the very thing that helps you prioritize. If you have a smartphone, use it. This should only take about an hour. After you've scheduled out one day, 24 hours, make sure you turn on the notifications so that you will stay on task. Now, this is just one example of how to really get serious about managing your time. Meet with God and plan. This is an opportunity to make a significant life change. Our past is unchangeable, but our future, moving forward, now that we can unleash the power of God that He has given us through the Holy Spirit and become the best version of ourselves. We know what pain was, and we have endured it. We are stronger and wiser because of it. Getting to know ourselves is one part of a much larger whole. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 says, "And for this same reason, and by applying all diligence, supply with your faith excellence of character, and with excellence of character knowledge, and with knowledge self-control, and with self-control patient endurance, and with patient endurance godliness, brotherly love, and with brotherly love, love." Keep life in perspective. We are integral to God's grand and masterful plan. We can create new habits by weeding out the bad ones. We will value the things in this world that are valuable to God. Our lives, our families, our relationships, our marriages, and above all, our relationship with our Lord and Savior. Christ Jesus our Lord said, "Every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes that it may bear more fruit." Do you understand the depth of that statement? Ooh, we can be producing great things. We can have abundance. We can have overflow. But wait for it. There's more. God wants us to trust Him. He is the true vine. If you are willing, if we are willing to cut out the nonsense and focus on what is wise, oh, brothers and sisters, we can continue to grow in Him. Only a living God can produce life, speak life, breathe life into us, resurrecting and redeeming us from our old ways. This newness, this second wind, this fresh perspective, let me tell you, let me testify to God's grace and mercy. I am thanking God for growth. I took some time reflecting this morning before writing the outline for this podcast. I had to stop and give God praise. He allowed me to see where I was and where I am standing with Him. God gave me the clarity to weed out the things that did not serve a purpose or was only holding me back. I had to say thank you. Lord, thank you for allowing me to open my hands and lift them up to what you had given me. Lord, I thank you for helping me remove the idols that I could clearly see you. Lord, I thank you for giving me peace and security, for my provisions are found in you. No longer am I under the delusion that having more than I need will bring me happiness. My understanding is to give freely. Lord, your word tells us that when we give freely, we become more wealthy. But if we are stingy, we will lose everything. You tell us that the generous will prosper and refresh others. And we, through you, are able to offer our materials, time, and resources that we ourselves will be refreshed, filled with joy and gladness. By opening our hearts and loving the people you have entrusted to us, we become more loving, more gracious, more merciful, more like you, Father. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, you add to our lives beyond measure when we see fit to follow the command you give. Help us take out the unnecessary emotional hindrances. Let us humble ourselves before you and kick arrogance to the curb. Let us cry out our frustrations to you and silence the anger boiling from within. Let us remember that every good and perfect gift comes from you and tell pride to sit all the way down. Encourage us to be bold in you, Christ Jesus, our Lord, that we may not be afraid to call on your name. You are our true vine. You have planted yourself in our hearts. In you we abide, Father. In you we abide. Be bold, believers. Don't wait another day. Don't try to rationalize. Charles Swindoll defined rationalization as what we do when we substitute false explanations for true reasons, when we cloud our actual motives with a smokescreen of nice-sounding excuses. Don't weaken your character by continuing with a false narrative. Give yourself permission to step forward towards change, towards God, towards a future with Christ. Don't be afraid to give up what you believe God has blessed you with. Trust Him to replenish and give you even more. Lord, we come to you, our true vine. We seek your wisdom and knowledge. Give us the strength to take the necessary steps to cut out the excuses, cut out the diseased mindsets that we think is propelling us forward, but only locking us into complacency. Lord, help us walk firmly towards you, not looking back at our unchangeable past, but into your light. Let our new habits bring us closer to you. Let the shadows of the darkness not hide your path towards you. Holy, gracious Father, let us reflect on your words by extending grace and understanding to others. Lord, we need your mercy, strength, Lord. I call on you. Be our rock, our shield, our sword. You alone, Abba Father, are our Savior. I give you thanks. Amen. This is Tori of OurGivenPurpose.com. Did you know that each time you listen and subscribe to a podcast, you are letting these internet streets know that you value quality Christian content? Yes, purposeful people, I need your support. You can share this and other episodes via your social media platforms, email, or even text them. Leave a review and help me and other podcasters earn income so we can stay on the airwaves. We know we are provided for by our Lord and Savior, but we must do our part. Whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, or TuneIn, you are helping us continue to create content. Let's make Jesus famous to another generation. Thank you for listening. This is Tori of OurGivenPurpose.com.